Tuesday, Parshas Matzis Maseh, and today, the Torah way, and we'll see more.
All right, good evening. Are we ready? Okay, we're ready. Summer holidays. Springs in the Shilas where it comes to summer holidays. And Shila number one is booking for a summer holiday house. Overnight, wherever you want, wherever you find Airbnb, whether it's Airbnb or staying overnight or a few nights or a couple of weeks, and you're tempted, especially when you do it online and you're not speaking to anyone, and they ask you how many people are planning to go to the holiday house or the holiday premier inn, and you say, yeah, there's seven people, and obviously you're not taking in the noshim and taf or the new babies or the, you know, there's usually thinking that maybe they're only asking about the adults. The mice said there's clearly different prices when you do add the children, when you don't add the children. So all this has to take into account that we're saying the right thing, because if we say the wrong thing, then we are being, in effect, we're being mat'eh. Mat'eh goy, being mat'eh tosakum, was kenzan okay. But mat'eh goy is 2 days from the Ramo, and the mice are all the points from my Mahmet. So that's something number one is to take into account. It's not good eyes. Over the few years, you know, people have told me, you know, a shtick here, a shtick there, and the better the shtick, the more the geneva. Usually, you're not missing out by doing any of these big shticks. That's point number one. The next one is, you've got over here, okay, so you've got into Santa, so you spend the whole afternoon packing your car with all the suitcases, and you finally sat inside the car and you're ready to go, and you pedal off, you accelerate off, and then someone in the back says, I forgot my sunglasses, well, I forgot this, I forgot that. Very interesting. Are you allowed to go back home in order to fetch something that you forgot? The mice you look in post-kim, Shulchan Aruch and Mishabroah, no one tells you about such a thing. Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid has a tzavot, and in Siman Lamed Ches he writes, Lo yachzoi lebeisoi, don't go back to your house in Shochach Eidadovah, you forget something. So this can be sometimes quite trying. This is an interesting tzavot. Again, there's lots of tshuvas for him to explain which ones we do keep, which ones we don't keep. A good interesting heter is, number one is, for a man can always say, look, what do I forget? All I need is to get tefillin, and you know, tefillin shtick for the bar mitzvah, you're anyway allowed to go back to Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. But a lot of times it's a person's wife is saying, you know, forgot this, forgot the spare Shabbos shoes in case it snows, which is also a cheshbon here in Manchester. But the master, okay, so the shayla is, can you go back for that? It's an interesting, I saw Sefer Milut HaChasidusa, written by the Eish Lavrom, the Bachach. And he wants to say that if a person goes out with his wife, but Ishto doesn't apply. Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid is only talking about a person goes alone. If a person goes with his wife, this Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid doesn't apply. So I think it's an interesting loophole, because it's usually in the Negez with Ishto when he wants to go back. So that would be a good way. I don't know, he doesn't say that. So these things, again, are spooky. It's not in Shulchan Aruch, so it's not something that I have too much idea about. But let's move on, because it's not brought down in Halacha. Next, the Nekud, which is brought in Halacha, is the mitzvah of Tzvilas HaDerech. There's a mitzvah, a person goes on a journey, so there's a mitzvah of doing Tzvilas HaDerech. We all know what the bracha is, all the Dvarim Pshutim we're not going to be ma'arech about. Interesting thing is, that often you go out for a walk, you go for a nice long walk, or you go for a bike ride, or you go for a cable car, you go jet ski, we've discussed it in the past, a person goes jet skiing, he's taking a house near the sea, and then he goes on his jet ski. Okay, not so common. Usually a biking is more common. A person's out in the countryside, and he goes for a bike ride, he goes for a walk. The halachas of Tfilas HaDerech applies even if you go by walk. There's no difference if you go by walk, or if you go by, someone told me that Shmuel Vosner, and he used to go to Switzerland, he used to go to Switzerland for holiday, he used to say Tfilas HaDerech when he went up a cable car, some say that he used to throw it into Shmei Tfilah that morning. Either way, Tfilas HaDerech applies to all sorts of, all different ways of getting there. Now, we know that there's a mitzvah, there's an inyan to make sure that before the bracha, before you say Tfilas HaDerech, because it doesn't start off saying Baruch Ato Hashem, when you make a bracha, you usually start off Baruch Ato Hashem. Tfilas HaDerech doesn't start off Baruch Ato Hashem. So usually, the reason why it doesn't is because you've already said a bracha before. When you say Shemina Esra, why didn't Atal Gibre start off with bracha Tashem? Because it's bracha smucha lechaverta to the first bracha. Whereas when it comes to Yerotzim Bachelus Aderach, you didn't make another bracha beforehand. Shulchan Aruch says it's toiv, it's a good thing to make a bracha before you say Tzvilus Aderach. The Shabruah says lechatzila should be a big bracha, should be a big bracha like Alamichyo. It doesn't always prove to be practical to start having cakes and biscuits at the beginning. You usually want to wait for the middle of the journey. And you don't always want to rush and eat and you know, sign off with making Alamichyo straight away at the beginning of the journey, towards the beginning of the journey. Sometimes you prefer to keep the Alamichyo running. So it's kedai to. So then, at least Mishabura says that you can make a samach to a bracha rishona. Bracha rishona can also work. Mishabura mentions, but you can. The post can say it's okay to have. You make shahakol nebedvara. You suck a little bit of a sweet, and then you go ahead and make a yerotzen. There's a maila in making sure you make a bracha before the yerotzen. Then again, it's a maila, but alma. It's not something which is ma'akov. Many posts can work choshesh for it at all. Mishabura's choshesh for it, so you can't lose by making sure that you got a bracha before you start yerotzen. You make a bracha. You make a mazonas and you make a swallow, you swallow the pretzel, and then you go ahead and make your rots, and it's got a mila that the brocha is samach lechaverta, although you're mafsik and you've swallowed a little bit. Mishabruah, but the Eved holds it, and Simon Reish Tess holds it's not ma'akov, the swallowing part is not ma'akov. So at least it's machlok, it's shown you whether you can say a brocha samach lechaverta on a brocha ketzora. That's 2 days in total. So again, there's a big raid about it. At the end of the day is a mila and making sure to say a brocha, at least a small brocha before saying the rots in Tzvilus Aderach. A very interesting point is that I've heard some poskim have said that this, how should Tfilas Aderech be said, that you should park on the side, slow down and go on the hard shoulder, and some even have got to have even said to get out of the car maybe, to stand up, and see a few nods, and over the years I've heard many Gesunter poskim saying this, like that was a minor stopping and getting out of the car saying the Yerotzen. The Maisa, it's always been disturbing for me, because in my Mishnah state, in Simon Kovyod, Mishnah says that if the Ikuv Haderech, if the delaying of the journey bothers you, the fact that you have to stop and get out the car and everything, you know, you've cut out, if everyone's getting itchy, if a person's travelling alone maybe, after I can understand that, maybe, but if a person's is travelling with a few other people in the car, stopping on the side, Mishabur Shem Furish and Simon Kofiot, that if it bothers you, that im ikuv amidosoi, if by stopping is yatridoi will bother you, muta loyma b'mahalach, you can even say, why are you going? And not only that, it's a great sakona. I don't, before sakona, it's against the law. I struggle with some of it. It's completely illegal to stop on the side unless it's an emergency. Now, if you somehow manage to persuade the policeman that someone kuf yud in Yerushalayim, yeah, is the same emergency, matoy. But as a hero and a tzibur, I find it very disturbing even.
That was places where you can stop.
So obviously, if the places where you can't stop, maybe so obviously that could be. But I've heard people saying that you should stop on a hard shoulder. It's extremely dangerous. From what I've read up and I've heard from people which are in the NOSA, RAC, speak to the people, they say it's extremely, all the hundreds of people that are down the hard shoulder a year, it's extremely a mokum sakoma, pasha mokum sakoma. So, and besides for that, Mishabura says if it's masrid, it's muta. So I think al-hamachmila hoviraya, there needs to be more clear, either write a tshuva about it, make it look persuasive. At the moment, I'm not so convinced that it's the right thing. Maybe if you want to go on the left shoulder and slow down, take it down from 120 all the way down to 70, I understand there's a mockum to slow down, to add concentration. Yeah, doch, you want to make sure that you mechavan on the bracha. I understand that, because 60, it makes sense. But to stop on a hard shoulder and koshkin to go out, I think all of Lahavi Raya, we need riots for it. I've heard it again and again from many poskim, from a few poskim I've heard that we know of. That Lamaisa, I'm struggling to find a good makor for that, given that the Mishabruah is clearly saying it's okay. Next Nakuda is...
Some say before this settle.
Oh, some say before this settle. Mishabruah says that the Taz. Mishabruah says not to rely on that Lechatchila. It's kedai not to rely on the Taz, it's kedai to say only once a person has already started the journey, and not only that, once he's already 70, just over 70 amas after the houses, the end of the houses, which can be quite very far this day and age. You can go, if you're going up the country, it's quite far up. You know, they say the M25 as a guide in London. It's not so clear. You've got to be keep on the safe side, be out of town where you can't see any houses local. That would be a way forward. Oh, so there are those who want to say that just going to the highway would be enough, but Sirif other than is a chazanish that held kol hasa, all that driving a car is itself a sakana, so even less than a mil, that's a bit tackle. I think he bases it on the chazanish. The chazanish wants to say that kol hadrochim sakonas. Obviously there's chidushim wherever you go, but at the end of the day is the meaning has always been you always try and make sure that you go out a little bit to make sure there's no areas. It can be, you know, if you're going up north, going south down Stockbrook, it would be quite far down until you actually get out of the area. Okay, then you go ahead and make the Tzvilas Adach. And then when you go out on the journey, on the way, then you go out on the journey. What usually happens when you're on the journey? Then you start seeing the lightning and thunder. Usually the minig in Manchester is that on summer holidays, they say that the whole 9 days it's staunching boiling hot. It's summer the whole way, all through 9 days, to make us really sweaty. And as soon as straight after Tisha B'Av, the rain comes down, it starts raining for 3 weeks. And until you come back to Shedj Elah. So, after Tachvela, Sotin El Chanavi. So, Lemaisa, you know, that's how always we're used to it already, unless you go down south to Bournemouth. But at least if anyone in Scotland would know all about it, it starts the thunder. Just to mention, Mamish briefly, it's Bechlam, not Makomoi, but to mention the tolls that all the posts can say, that a lot of times people are very tempted to wait until they see the thunder and also hear the lightning before they ever think of making brachas. Once you've already done both, sight-seeing the lightning and heard the thunder, and only now you're thinking about what bracha to make, don't say two brachas. One bracha works for both, and you can't make two brachas. You make one oisim ma'aser bereishis, and that passes both. The only time you make two brachas is if you chapped around and made oisim ma'aser bereishis before you heard the thunder. That's the only time you made both. But really, it's a gross atoll to think that once you've seen and heard the thunder lightning to make both, that's a grob atoll, which is nofutz in the oilam. And all the poskim say, that's something to be aware of. Mishabura, number one, and Mishabura mentions this. And therefore, we should only make Rish Chavzayin. Hey, he says, obviously, you can only make one bracha after doing both. Next, let's move on. I can see the time, we're running out of time over here already. So we're going to go straight on to aeroplanes. People are going, anyone booking flights to abroad this coming summer holidays? If no one's doing that, I think we should, yeah? So it's just worth mentioning the big shaila when a person's on a flight and they're busy shuffling, rustling, making minyonim, sfarad, ashkenaz, shkia, they're trying to make minyonim at the back. And there's a whole machlokas between all sorts of different people, and you know, achiv, not achiv, kaddish, there's all difference. And then the people are getting involved, the cabin crew, it's a whole matzah. The shaila is, if a person feels more comfortable and he feels he will have more kavona sitting down, should he sit down during Shish Minute Esra, join them with the minion, but at least sit down in his place, or should he rather stand up? Rav Vosna, quoting correctly, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, he's got a shuvah to say, if a person has got better kavona, there could be a man sitting down during Shmina Esra. Although standing for Shmina Esra is a gross zach, there's a shitting gemara that says that you should have to repeat Shmina Esra afterwards if you're able to stand up. So Rav Moshe, at least if a person's got no choice, is kedai to sit down with more kavona. He does say to try and stand up during the kriyas. You know, we do kriyas, we baba moedim, we baba the first bracha we do twice. By moedim we do the beginning and the end as well, and by isashonim. So he says by the kriyas, to try and stand up for the kriyas looks a bit uncomfortable. And basically he says to start, okay, that's biyota the aeroplane. There's a lot more to discuss about aeroplane, a person, how do you wash them to the sedam in an aeroplane. Okay, let's move on. Washing hands, this is a go into Santa Shaila. So you're on the journey, okay, so you've already done the bracha, it's a massive braces on the thunder and lightning. Sorry about the fun over here, okay. And then you move on, and the maisa, you're getting hungry. So now you want to stop, and you want to wash for your sandwiches. You put together sandwiches, and you want to wash for your sandwiches. Novos. Yeah, you didn't get mazonis bread, or let's say there is mazonis bread. You don't want to rely on mazonis bread. You want to wash. How do you wash? Now, you're going to turn around and say, I haven't got a cup. I haven't got anything. I'm potter. Up to 4 mL. I'm not going to see any water. So fine, I put a glove on or something like that and finish it. Shalom aleichem. The maaser, there's a very, very choshev idea. It's well worth noting. Extremely, extremely meaningful. It makes a whole meaning to your journey if you're able to chap around. A lot of times there's service stations along the way. Or there's no service stations, but in the back of your car, in the boot, you've got a bottle of water, which is also a useful thing to have. A bottle of water, there's nothing stopping a person opening the lid of the bottle of water and pouring from the bottle over his right hand and pouring again over his left hand and making a brocha and making a brocha kedaboyi. And if you haven't got a bottle of water in, in your back, in the boot, then you can go to the service station and you can purchase a bottle of water. Usually costs double the price there. Yeah, it can cost you a fortune, but the ma'isa, it's a greater mitzvah, one of the big mitzvahs to wash your hands in the tzitzit time. And this could be in a very meaningful way of being mekayem the mitzvah, which is shein Shulchan Aruch. It makes you rich. It's one of the times that Shulchan Aruch quotes Omer and Chizda and Kufn and Ches, if you see it. Shulchan Aruch says that if a person is makbid on the mitzvah and tzidisi daim and he's not rich, he should know the only reason why he's not rich is only because maybe he's got other avarice which is disturbing, getting in the way. But Be'etzem, in and of itself, in the tzidisi daim, he's got a greater skula for Hashivas. So this could be a very meaningful way if a person, you know, trying to get away with, instead of using the hetzel of, you know, giving a zoi, yeah, and then whatever the way forward, it's always kedai to just, it should know that pouring from a bottle, al pi halacha, mishabura holds, is no issue, even though it gets trapped a little bit, the water doesn't come out so neatly as much as it does when it comes to a cup, mishabura is fully okay with it, his mamish got no problem with it, and kufsa machbeis, so mishabura writes clearly that there's no problem with doing that, and sometimes it's even a minor using a bottle than a cup, because a cup, some piskim are not happy with a plastic cup, it's a disposable, much ink in a bottle could be reused and reused. Okay, that's a very shallow point, but the main point is to make sure that we're doing it in the mitzvah with a bottle. That's a great reminder. A friend of mine told me that he couldn't think of an etza. He even filled up the water from his the spritcher in the car. You know the spritcher in the car? He took a kois and he managed to fill up the kois from the water. What's it called? The windscreen wiper. That's right, water. Obviously it was right. It was normal water and it wasn't the defrost stuff. So that's going to be a no. Just the turn on the tap is not going to be good. And then, very interesting, is that you have a big miler is drying your hands with a towel. If like a person can have a towel in the car, I don't know how it's going to work. You want to wash your hands in the tzitzit daim for the suda. So you've got your cup, and you've got your bottle, you wash your hands. The Shulchan Aruch Rav was of the opinion that it's not enough to let it dry like this. Chazon Ish Kayodo was chilek, he said it's enough to let it dry. But there's a mile of the Shulchan Aruch Rav to let it dry like this. A lot of times you're in a service station, and you've got one of these machines that you press, and what's it called? The machonat, you bush. It's a machine that dries your hands. Yeah, you put your hands, so like a dryer. So there, the Rav Yashav held that you would have the mila of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, because you've got a force which is helping it dry. So there's a mila of getting that as well. But again, all these things are not, that's takanos ma'akov. So that's the negiah to washing your hands, again, washing hands from the bottle. You've got over here, what else can we mention? Yeah, okay, a lot of times you're in the train or you're on the aeroplane and you want to wash your hands and you want you're able to. Oh yeah, I just got to mention, just because we've got half a second. And we're mentioning over here that you can take a bottle and you can wash your hands with the bottle. Don't let it come at the expense to try and be machmir and get a cup by going to one of the shops in the service station and by, when they're not looking, to just, you know, slip by and just grab a cup from one of the Costco's or something like that, given that you haven't bought anything. If you haven't bought anything, and if the owner was standing there, you'll feel a bit uncomfortable taking one. That's one of the simonim, Shulchan Aruch writes that's really bad, and he's makbid. So if you bought something from there, and you'll feel comfortable to take a cup to use them for the tzitzit daim, fine. But if the owner was watching your actions coming in and stealing a cup, that's definitely not the way forward, because that involves Issa Gazela, Shulchan Aruch writes that. So you haven't got his askom unless you ask him. Certainly, considering the fact that we are yotza, Mishabura holds you are yotza, washing your hands with a bottle. It's a very important halacha to know that you can be yotza, the mitzvah, and the tzitzit daim with the bottle. This helps out in many ways, and it makes the whole journey meaningful. We'll have to be mamshach next week. Only got through about further than Yom Hashoah.
Have a nice holiday.